also to iloverealestate.tv. I have a very special treat for you today. And the treat I have is a very special guest who I'll introduce in a minute. But the topic we're going to be talking about is the future of housing in Australia. Now, this is going to be very fundamental to you guys understanding where the future of housing is going and also how you can tap into some amazing resources where some leaders in the industry are all coming together for 3 days to really talk about where the market's heading and how you can take advantage of the market and where the best opportunities are. So to help me out with that, I have the amazing Kevin Dudney. Now, Kevin, are you there?
I am indeed. How are you, Dibna?
I'm doing very, very well. Great to have you on today's podcast.
Nice to be here.
Now, let's give everybody, first of all, a little bit of a rundown on you, because you've been helping me out now for about the last, 4 or 5 years. But you've been an industry leader for a very long time. In fact, you have been the go-to guy, particularly in Queensland, for all the big developers, all the industry leaders, all the big players in the real estate market, and particularly the new real estate market for, well, I could say centuries, but I would be exaggerating. But let's say decades, and I wouldn't be exaggerating.
No, that would be right. 40 years, actually. So that's close enough to 4 decades. We'll give that a go.
Not a century, but we're nearly there.
Not a century, no.
Give us a little bit of a rundown. Maybe so. Give us a little bit of a rundown on your background.
Certainly. Obviously, I've been with L.J. Hooker since 1981 in real estate, since back there in 1976, before I joined the franchise group. And most importantly, over the years, I morphed into the Future Housing Task Force, which is where we put all of our energy into those things that create change. Because when I was doing it through the L.J. Hooker brand, everyone thought it was just an ad for a real estate agent, whereas when the task force was formed, it became such an amazing brain trust of thinkers that that got instant acceptance, and it's just grown ever since its inception back in 2009.
So everybody listening, I think you need to understand also that the Future Housing Task Force is something that has got a lot of credibility and weight behind it because of as Kevin calls it, the brains trust behind it, and how the leaders in the industry are really adding a lot of influence into housing trends, what's accepted, town planning schemes, and a lot of local councils as well. So it's really having a very big impact in the community at large, and therefore what's the next thing, if you like, becomes very important, particularly as to what the Future Housing Task Force is supporting. Now, Kevin,
absolutely.
Now, Kevin, you and I do another little dance together, which is the Property Games Kids.
Yes, we're in our second set of contestants who are now in week 14 or so, and they're finding their deals now, and they'll be going live with us on stage on June the 2nd to tell Australia all about their deals, and they're actually they'll be on a television film shoot tomorrow, actually, based on today's date anyway. Oh. And you'll be able to see that as well.
Oh, very good. So what's happening? What's coming up? Because I want to hear how everybody can take action and listen to these leaders, because you're bringing them all together very shortly, aren't you?
We are. We've invited Jamie Drury to pop along because he's been such a vocal person in regards to the next generation of housing and how it interacts with all of the things that he's learned and taught. Jeremy McLeod, who's come up with some incredible innovations in one of his projects called The Commons. But one of our exciting guests is Paul Graham, who's the chief economist for the CSIRO, and he's come up with a scenario that 90% of mums and dads will be supplying power to the grid before 2050. And they've also just released their information on hydrogen power. So the CSIRO team are really breaking new ground in regards to its effect on housing. And then, of course, Josh Byrne from Perth, who had 3,000 people through his home when he opened it for inspection because of his innovations in sustainability with housing that just added so much value to housing. But most importantly, the NDIS guy, Harry Carrick, where we'll be releasing housing that can return 10, 12 and 13% returns on residential, which I think is incredibly exciting. So we're building a model house for for people to see when we release that on June 2nd here in Brisbane.
Wow. That sounds pretty cool. So can anybody come to this event?
Yep, it's the very first time, but it's a public launch, so you don't have to be a member, you can join. However, you can quote being a Future Housing Task Force member rate, because I think that will give you a really substantial discount. And also we're building two homes on the day. One is based on a container, and the other one's based on a complete refit of a caravan that was purchased for $900, and we're producing the whole thing hopefully under $20,000 to prove that anyone in Australia can afford their own home. That's a debate I'm doing at the lunchtime area on June 2nd.
That's a very big topic these days about affordability and things like that. So you're actually going to have physical houses being built there on the day.
I am, as well as the release of a brand new bike that has no pedals, which means you can jump on it and not ever have to pedal again, so you don't have to have a shower at the other end. And a whole bunch of other stuff. In fact, we're releasing 200 blocks of land as a Gold Coast address for $70,000 a block with a $20,000 member benefit, giving you a chance to assist you in saving for your deposit, which literally means you're getting it for $50,000 with house and land packages at around about $130,000 to $150,000.
Goodness me, that's incredible. Okay, so you've got a house remodeled basically for under $20,000, which is coming to the event. You're going to build a house on the day at the event. You've got some incredible speakers coming. You've got some politicians as well, haven't you?
We have. We've got the opposition treasurer coming, Mr. Bowen, to talk about his opinion of what can be done for affordability in Australia. And he's certainly got some great information to share with us, and a whole bunch of other people on that subject matter. So it's a really heavy debate on all the aspects of housing, along with Leonie Craydon, who heads up Q Shelter, and she's got a lot of information on need housing as well. So a lot of incredibly specialised people that will show, some really big thinking change to this whole issue. And we're calling it This Changes Everything, because it really does. From June 2nd, being able to introduce residential with double-digit returns is incredibly exciting stuff.
Wow, okay, so a very big day, first day. And of course, you and I both know that the biggest change happens is when the heart and the mind come together to take action in congruence. And, following this huge day, you've actually got 2 days as well on taking action effectively.
It is. It's a skill-based program. We call it The Compelling Life. It was actually based on a program I wrote in 1995, Dipna, with the elite performance group of LJ Hooker, because we had 10% of our people writing 90% of our business, but they were burning out at the rate of 50% every 2 years. So we created a program which was more of a hero's journey instead of a celebrity one, but what we had teaching was a whole bunch of skill set training that allow them to maintain that ability to make decisions without hesitation and make good ones and learn how to do that. And our two-day program last year for 100 people, all 100 of them said they'd like to attend again this year. So it's a really great program that Lisa and I do, and it is our biggest event of the year. There's no doubt about that. And when you add that into our day one event, it's probably a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a complete mindset change and a skill set that you just go with for the rest of your life. We use it as the major training program for the property games kids.
Okay. Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. So how much is it to come to the 3 days?
For the whole 3 days, for Fully Catered, which includes all your speakers at the Brisbane Convention Centre, it's $990 as a member for the whole 3 days. So that gives you everything you need. You just turn up, you'll be fed, watered, looked after, and all of the things that are on show. It includes all of our major speakers, and people like Jamie Drury don't come cheap, and nor do the other speakers, but they are the best of the best, and you'll walk out of there with an incredible mindset change of what you can do in real estate, as well as what you can do with your own skill sets yourself. It takes us a whole year just to set these up. It's a really big show.
Oh, just bringing those kind of minds together will be that's a feat in itself.
It is indeed, and it has taken us the best part of 12 months to get them to agree to all turn up in the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
And they're locked in, and they've all been paid and ready to go. and they've all got their scripts. Kerry Shepherd, who created Eco Village at Currumbin, which was won 54 international awards for housing, is going to be up there saying what would she do if she did it all over again from today. One exciting lady in herself, and incredible skill set, just her. In fact, every single speaker is world class.
Fantastic. Now, you're actually offering a bonus day as well. What's on the bonus day?
Well, the bonus day is because our partner is Q Shelter, and on day one, Q Shelter is holding their event at the same venue, the Brisbane Convention Centre in Southbank. And her day is all about disability housing, need housing, and she's got all of her partners all day with the Minister for Housing and a whole bunch of other people, Saul Eastlake. In fact, she has over 50 speakers with breakout sessions on the day that are actually quite exciting, and that would cost you another $390 to do that show because it's separate from ours. But basically, that gives you 4 days of absolute immersion in the future of housing in Australia.
Okay, so if they wanted to do the extra bonus day, it'd be an extra $390.
That is correct.
And it's, that starts on June the 1st, and then your event is on June the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
That's the one. And so all they have to do is just go to our website, which is the Future Housing Task Force, and all of the event details are on there, which will click them through to the booking area. And if they want to book in on The Compelling Life, it explains how to do that as well. And those 3 days of immersion is as powerful as we can deliver any event ever. And it's just such an amount of pride to be able to do that once a year if we can.
Well, I'm certainly coming. I'm certainly coming. Put me down. I'll be there.
I look forward to that. And so is Reg. Reg, you remember him when he was at the I Love Real Estate?
Reg Rowe, yes. He's just for those who weren't at that event, he is the founder, substantial owner of BCF, Supercheap Auto, a whole bunch of companies. And, he's shared an amazing 3 days with us down in Melbourne last year. So he's going to come along and be at the event as well, is he?
He is. And all of the property games kids will be on the stage talking about the deals that they've got by then because they'll be well and truly into their journey in June because they finish in about November. Mm-hmm. So therefore, they're well and truly up and running. And the transformation of those kids, as you know, because you're with them on that journey and myself every single day, is unbelievable, quite amazing. I mean, young Naomi is on television tomorrow on the Today Show, based on the date I'm talking to you, and you'll be able to see that as a link, I'm sure, by the time you get this. But her story in itself is just amazing, and most of it is due to the compelling life training programs that we do, as well as the wonderful stuff that you do in both structure and your millionaire mentality changes. So these kids are just so lucky, and they're so keen to be there on June 2nd, to tell the world how to buy real estate in the future.
Very good. And also the trends. I mean, I feel one of the important things is, you know, the styles of housing, the sizes of housing, the new materials with housing, and the new uses, even conceptually, of housing is going to be a big eye-opener for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, we're releasing powerless illumination. That's another thing we're releasing. We're releasing, as I said before, a push bike that will transform the world because you just step up on it like a chariot and it takes you from point A to point B, up to 100 kilometres tirelessly, up a hill, down a dale, and you don't even have to sweat to do that. No exercise, which for some will be a little annoying, but for others, quite a nice way to travel.
Can't wait to have a try on that one either.
It'll be there on the day, as will quite a few other things. We've got a hot water system that's being released that uses one cup of water, measures it 100 times every second, and delivers hot water to 2 showers simultaneously and uses no power until you turn it on. So it's incredible saving in terms of just power usage.
Wow, okay. Got some really cool things there. Lots of toys.
Absolutely. Chock-a-block full of toys. We've got 2 one-hour extra breaks so that people can immerse themselves in walking through the two houses. And helping me win the debate that every Australian can afford their own home. And by releasing 200 blocks with a Gold Coast address at 50K a block, I've got a pretty good start-up.
That's incredible. And that'll be available on the day too.
That's being released on the day, yes.
Wow. Okay, Kevin, well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast with me and sharing all of that. I can't wait to be there. So it's on June 2nd, 3rd and 4th. And there is the bonus day if you'd like to attend that as well, which will be on the 1st. So, you know, fantastic opportunities, guys. I think it's important to do this, particularly if you're in real estate. There's so many good things that are coming out these days. There's so much that you can, when you get to an event like this, that you can see them, you can touch them, you can, you know, really work with the physicality of things that you just don't get by sitting behind a television screen or any of those other things. So good on you, Kevin. Well done.
Thank you, Dipna. And I think the other thing I'd mention there just before closing is just to meet the people that they're going to meet on the day, the movers and shakers that are there, from architecture, the building industries, the political sides, you know, so many incredible people to exchange business cards with, that in itself is invaluable.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Kevin, for coming on. And as always, I'll be back again to talk to you very soon on another completely different topic. And can't wait to see everybody, because I will be there on the 2nd, bright and early. And spend some time actually just chilling and looking through some of these houses and things. I think it'll be a fantastic day. So thank you, Kevin.
It will be. Thank you, Dipna. Enjoy.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye.